Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of TGP Radio. As always, I'm your host, Vin, and let's get this Week 7 show underway. Week 7 is here, another week of football, another week of our teams potentially winning, likely losing, depending on who you follow. And always some fun stuff to look forward to, or not, as the case may be. Things are still happy. Not in full depression mode, so that's good. So, move on to happy things. This weekend, at least the slate of games is not great. Average, to say the least. But not every week can be a winner. But still seems to be some decent games. So that's good to them. Let's see here. Razor cannot call in. Do Skype problems. And that's a bummer. That is a bummer. No more Razor, unless he can fix it. Got faith in Razor. Get fixed. Fix it. All right, so first game. London game, my game. Nice little 9:30 a.m. game. Who can, you cannot go wrong with 9:30 a.m. football. Roll out of bed, get some breakfast, get some coffee, turn on the TV, football. Of course, not this week. You can't turn on TV and have football because unless you're in the Jacksonville or Buffalo market, because that's the only place the game is going to be televised, unless you go on the internet and stream it from Yahoo. Kind of weird, kind of silly that they would pick Bills Jags to roll that out. Seems like you'd want a matchup that people would actually watch. I don't know if Dolphins Jets is that matchup either, but certainly no Jags Bills isn't. So that's kind of weird. But then again, maybe that's why you relegate that to Yahoo and to test things out, because nobody's going to watch the game anyway. So if things go horribly wrong, well, it doesn't matter because nobody cares. So there's that. For this game, you know, the Jags have played three games, consecutive games that really we should have won. Should have beat the Bucs. Should beat the Hasselbeck-led Colts, and should beat the Texans. Lost every single one of those, and this week we face a very winnable game against the Bills. A Bills that are without Tyrod Taylor, which who would have thought that would actually be a thing? You know, somehow missing Tyrod Taylor is a bad thing. That's weird, and feels really weird. Yeah, no Tyrod Taylor, no Sammy Watkins at wide receiver. You do have a healthy LeSean McCoy, and that's a good thing. But the Bills are incredibly banged up, and everything points to what should be a Jags victory, at least in my mind. Will it happen? Who knows? I have no idea. This team doesn't beat teams that it should. It competes, at least, so that's a good thing, before throwing back-breaking pick sixes to clinch game. They'll do that, but they won't actually win. So maybe this week it'll happen. Really, unless Charles Clay and E.J. Manuel go off for like 300 yards, Or maybe LeSean McCoy goes off for 300, then maybe the Bills win. But outside of that, the Jags should win. T.J. Eldon on our side is banged up, I think, dealing with a groin injury. So we might not have a running game. But then again, we haven't had a running game all season. So that isn't anything new. So there's that. So, yeah, give me the Jags. Hopefully we win. Probably won't. But, you know, it's it'd be nice because the bye is next week. At least I think the bye is next week. And it'd be nice to get a win going into the bye. It'd be awesome. Because I think right after that we get the Jets or the Ravens or somebody. So, yeah, get a win. It'd be nice. It'd be really, really nice. All right. I guess we'll, since there are no callers on right now, we'll just burn through this entire slate of games and cover it. All right. Let's see here. Minnesota Vikings take on the Detroit Lions. Adrian Peterson is sick. Detroit finally gets a win against the Chicago Bears. Duh, Bears. And, yeah, nice little NFC North matchup. I have no idea what direction this game is going to go. Hopefully, for the Lions' sake, last week is a turning point for them, and they stopped sucking. Matt Stafford finally got the offense moving in a respectable direction. Finally aired some passes out to Calvin Johnson. It's a good thing, my fantasy team. And also, it turns out, a good thing for the Detroit Lions. Who knew? Calvin Johnson gets involved. Things go well. Shocking. Minnesota Vikings side of the ball, again, Adrian Peterson sick. That perhaps bodes well for the Lions. I am going to need Stephon Diggs to continue doing what he's been doing with Teddy Bridgewater and light teams up. Going to need that to happen. And coming against a Detroit defense that just got lit up by the Bears, yeah, it could definitely happen. But I really want to believe that the Detroit Lions are back. Not, you know, back is assuming they were really any good to begin with, but at least that they're not as bad as they were earlier in the season. If ever they were going to string some wins together and get some wins, now would be a very good time to do it. Got a winnable game this week. You're at home. You're not facing a good team. No, maybe you're still facing an average team. How about that? So there's that. And yeah, I will take the Detroit Lions. All right. Next game. New Orleans Saints take on the Indianapolis Colts. Saints coming off getting that was 2 weeks ago. Saints. These Thursday night games from the week before always feel like 2 weeks ago. I mean, essentially it's 10 days. I guess that's why I was incorrectly seeing it. So they beat the Falcons on Thursday night, and go up against the Indianapolis Colts this week, who came off a surprising game against the Patriots. Obviously, didn't really expect the Colts to hang. Figured it was going to be a blowout, and everyone was going to be harping on, the Patriots finally get their revenge for Deflategate and run up the score 56-2, something stupid like that. Instead, doesn't happen. You still get the that awful fake punt, botch, snap, whatever that was. I don't believe that it was actually intended to be run, but the snap was snapped, obviously. And, yeah, we all know how that turned out, and that essentially was the play that broke the Indianapolis Colts back. It happens. And, yeah, this week, however, New Orleans didn't any good. Still think that. They beat Atlanta on a Thursday night. I think that's a little weird. It's not weird. Thursday night games in and of themselves are weird. So weird things happen. They got essentially blown out the week prior to that against Philly. Philly's not any good either. And really, I mean, let's face it, the Colts aren't any good either. But they do have an offense somewhat. still not a fan of Frank Gore leading that backfield. That's kind of weird. I know they just signed Ahmad Bradshaw, but that's, you know, that's nothing, essentially. But I think the Colts, again, under Andrew Luck, now that he's back, have enough to defeat the New Orleans Saints and get a win and give the Saints yet another loss, because that would be awesome. Anytime the Saints lose, that is a good thing, and it should happen this week. Should. And again, I suppose a lot of things should happen, but it doesn't necessarily mean they will. So, yeah, there's that.
All right.
All right, next game. Pittsburgh Steelers going to Kansas City and take on the Chiefs. Pittsburgh coming off a really nice win against Arizona. That really, I don't think anybody saw coming, mainly because you're rolling Mike Vick out there. Quarterback, I don't think anybody expects good things to happen from that. Turns out Mike Vick gets hurt. In comes Landry Jones, and what do you know? Does enough on offense to get a nice win against Arizona. A very nice win against Arizona. Martavis Bryant kind of comes to life after his little suspension. So, yeah, very interesting outcome for that week. And really, that's back-to-back interesting outcomes, because they shouldn't beat San Diego either. And they did. And I say shouldn't have, because teams shouldn't lose to a Mike Vick-led team. They just shouldn't. Should not. Shouldn't do it. Terrible. Shouldn't do it. I know they've got Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown on offense, but that's no excuse. You still have no signal caller. I have no faith in Mike Vick. And, yeah, perhaps the dislike there is too strong. But, yeah, shouldn't happen. But it did. And this week, they won't be dealing with Mike Vick. They'll be dealing with Landry Jones. Kansas City, on the other hand, coming off the loss against the Bears, losing Jamal Charles, haven't found a replacement for that. Sarkandrick West did nothing last week. Same as Niall Davis. They're going to need one of those guys to step up, take off some of the heat from Alex Smith. Jeremy Maclin have had a nice little rapport these last few weeks. And I'd like to see that going, continue going. Maclin just cleared his concussion test. So he's practicing, and, should be rolling out there Sunday. So that's good. I would love for Kansas City to win this. I like Kansas City. They shouldn't be 1-5, but they are. Pittsburgh, on the other hand, shouldn't be 4-2, and yet they are. Because, again, they shouldn't have lost to San Diego, or shouldn't be in San Diego, and most certainly shouldn't have won last week. I don't know why I keep getting that backwards. But there's that. And, like to see the Chiefs win, like the Chiefs, but I'm not feeling good about it. Not feeling good about it at all. So, give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now that I've given them my backing in this game, they'll probably go on a lose, because I picked against them these past 2 weeks, and they've won. So there's that. Next game, Houston Texans take on the Miami Dolphins. Houston obviously coming off a win against my lowly hapless Jags. Miami coming off a crushing of the Tennessee Titans, 38-10. I really don't have much to say in this game other than Dan Campbell is awesome, and he's going to take the Dolphins' place. Why do I feel that way? No idea. Just got a feeling. Of course, granted, Miami comes off the bye last week. Mariota gets hurt during the game. Again, that doesn't swing 28 points, but it helps. This week, we'll see if last week was a fluke, or if perhaps the Dolphins are who we thought they were going into the season, and that is a good team. See if that happens. Hopefully it does. I'd like to see Dan Campbell succeed, mainly because it's just a nice story. I am not usually one for nice stories, because usually nice stories aren't nice. But tight ends coach being promoted after the head coach gets fired and succeeding is a nice story. It is. And mainly, well, I guess not mainly, but another reason is, you know, it adds validation to everybody who takes the Dolphins to make some noise in the AFC East. Starting to get a little late for them to do that, but string together some wins, and you'll be right in the thick of it. Not that they'll win the division. That's impossible. Not winning the division for the Patriots. But at the very least, you can compete at the top of it, which seemingly hasn't been done in forever, it feels like. So there's that. For this game, give me the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins. All right. Game, and this game is one that I will be flipping back and forth between, really between this one and the Bucks-Redskins game, mainly because I want to see Jameis. But the New York Jets traveling to Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots. Jets-Patriots games are always fun. I don't think this one is going to be an exception to that. I think it'll be a good game. Unfortunately, I don't feel the Jets winning this. Could it happen? Sure. You've got a really solid running game behind Chris Ivory. If Ryan Fitzpatrick limits turnovers, limits the very Ryan Fitzpatrick-esque plays that are usually terrible, if he can limit that, then the Jets have a good shot. You figure Darrell Revis and Antonio Cromartie out there in the secondary is a solid tandem. Obviously, you got to worry about Gronkowski and Brady. But, you know, outside of that, with Garrett Blunt, I mean, does anybody really fear Garrett Blunt? I mean, really? I don't think so. Again, maybe that's just me, but I don't think so. No one cares about Garrett Blunt. Nice player, gets touchdowns, gets touches. Was just a guy, essentially. So there's that. But again, it is the Patriots, Tom Brady. And yeah, everybody knows how that goes. I would love for the Jets to go into Foxborough and win, but they're not going to. I think it'll be somewhat close, maybe like a 31-21 Patriots victory, but that is nonetheless a Patriots victory. And also, yeah, shout out to the Pats. Their Twitter account posting up the butt fumble and then taking it down. I thought I always assumed the Pats were better than that. Always assumed it. That would be something I would expect from the Jets, or really from, I guess, Rex Ryan. Since I don't know if Todd Bowles is really about that, but probably not. But yeah, so yeah. New England, maybe New England running smack will actually come around and bite them, but probably won't. Because again, New England, and they suck, and that's why. All right, so yeah, give me the Patriots in that. All right, Cleveland Browns take on St. Louis Rams, and I am again leaning heavy into the bye is an all powerful, all magical thing. St. Louis Rams coming off a bye, which means, no, they're not. Oh, that complicates things. I am mistaken. St. Louis is not coming off a bye. They're coming off a loss. No, they are coming off a bye. I'm mistaken again. So there's that. So yeah, Rams coming off a bye, facing the Cleveland Browns, a team that should have beat the Broncos last week but didn't. Peyton Manning can't play. Hopefully, after this bye, Peyton Manning will be able to play back to at least a reasonable form of himself. And, yeah, because you don't want to embarrass yourself yet again on Sunday Night Football. There's that. But for this game, St. Louis coming off a bye. Todd Gurley is going to run for 200 yards, and Cleveland is going to lose because that's what Cleveland does, unfortunately. and because they're not coming off a bye as well. There's that. That is my analysis for this game. Unless McCown goes for like 500 yards again, it's not happening. It's not happening. Again, I put way too much stock in buys, but last week it paid off pretty well. I think every team that came off a bye won. So, there's that. Give me the Rams. Give me the Rams. All right, let's see here. Next game, Atlanta Falcons taking on the Tennessee Titans. Falcons 5-1 against you 1-4 Tennessee Titans. Tennessee going to be rolling with Zach Mettenberger, which funny, it only took them 5 weeks to do that. I know a lot of people were kind of calling for the Titans to roll with Mettenberger for this season, pass up Mariota, and perhaps take a defense player in the draft. Obviously, that didn't happen. And it would be very interesting to see how Mariota performs this week. Atlanta's defense isn't that great. But then, I mean, really the Titans aren't that great. Not much of a running game to speak of. They do have some fairly nice pieces on offense. But other than that, just a very mad team. Falcons, again, 10 days rest. Granted, coming off a loss against the Saints. But the Falcons are actually a good team. I don't think really anybody expected them to be 5-1 at this point, but here they are. You got to figure the offense, Matt Ryan, Devontae Freeman, Julio Jones, you've got to figure that should be enough to really put them over the top of Tennessee. Because, again, Tennessee is just an average, and I don't like the Titans, but not really that much as of late. So, yeah. All right. Give me the Falcons on the road. All right. Next game. Tampa Bay, Jameis Winston's travel to Washington, take on the Redskins. Again, teams coming off a bye. Teams are going to win. This is the perfect moment for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to get another win because Washington isn't any good. They're not. Kirk Cousins was supposed to be the answer, and it looked like he might have been, but Cousins is no longer the answer. Alfred Morris at running back is doing nothing. They do get Matt Jones back, who's supposed to factor in heavy, at least on passing downs this week. So there's that. And, really, as long as Jameis doesn't turn the ball over 15 times, which, granted, this is Jameis Winston we're talking about, something he is wants to do on multiple occasions. Doug Martin back there, you've got Charles Sims, a very capable backfield. You do that, and you should be gold. Essentially what the Bucs did to the Jags 2 weeks ago. Get a solid run game, have Jameis throw a nice little ball to offense, don't turn the ball over, and you win. Because, again, Washington isn't any good. And until they prove otherwise, they're not any good. Give me the Bucs. All right. Next game, nice little AFC West matchup. The Oakland Raiders take on the San Diego Chargers. And this is where my love of the bye and belief in the bye falls apart. It shouldn't necessarily, because the Raiders are, the Raiders aren't bad. They're not. Chargers, however, are good, 2-4 record. Should have beaten Green Bay last week. Should have beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers the week before. Again, should have, don't really matter in football. I mean, you are what your record is. So, I mean, San Diego Chargers are a 2-4 team. However, I think the Chargers as a whole are better than the Raiders, even coming off a bye. Chargers don't have a running game. That's a problem. Melvin Gordon keeps fumbling the ball. Not a good thing. But you've got Phillip Rivers on offense. I know Antonio Gates is banged up and might not play, which that's okay because you still got Ladarius Green waiting in the wings. Do that. Keenan Allen is a monster, which is awesome. For those of us who have him in fantasy, always nice to rely on a guy, especially given his production last season, which was nothing, essentially. One of the bigger fantasy disappointments for me last season. But yeah, everything on offense they have, plus everything they have on offense, plus the fact that the Raiders' defense isn't any good. Granted, it's coming off a bye. Stranger things have happened. I do kind of like the Raiders' offense. Carr and Cooper is a nice little connection. Plus, you throw in Latavius Murray in there too. Again, another one of my fantasy guys. Also, be nice if he could go off. I'd really appreciate it if that would happen. But yeah, like the Raiders, I just don't like them in this game. And who knows? Maybe they go into San Diego and pull out a victory. I'm just not expecting it. Three games left. Dallas Cowboys take on the New York Giants. I was kind of hoping we would get a little bit more intrigue with this game with Dez Bryant potentially being able to make his return this week. That has since been figured not to happen as Dez Bryant has been ruled out. And I think this is also going to be another game in which the game is going to be, I think, another one, yay, repeating myself, that I think the bye and my love of it kind of falls through. Completely forgot that the Dallas Cowboys are rolling Matt Castle out there. That's hurtful. Granted, I mean, it's not like they were doing much with Brandon Whedon, but first start against the Giants. Giants defense isn't great, but, you know, Matt Castle isn't any good. I mean, he's not. The Cowboys have to pray that Tony Romo back soon and comes back with no lingering issues because they're going to need it. You get Dez back within the next couple weeks. You can get Romo back. If you're still at a respectable record, perhaps you can grab a wild card, maybe, and then who knows? Maybe by then you're healthy and can make some noise in the playoffs. That's a huge if. Quite possible that the Cowboys could go on a losing streak, as if they aren't already on one. Lost against New Orleans. Lost against New England, quite possibly to lose this week, then they're versus Seattle, and then versus Philly again. Yeah, Cowboys better do something. But, yeah, I don't trust Matt Castle. I don't think the Giants are in great shape, but I think they're in a better spot right now than the Dallas Cowboys are, even coming off a bye. Julius Randle could have a huge game. Or he could not. I know Christine Michael has been talked about getting more carries this week. So we're going to see that. That could be interesting to see how that plays out. Hopefully, as a fantasy owner of Randall, that doesn't eat too much into his share of carries. Probably will, though, because that's how things work. And to ruin things, because that's how, again, things work. Give me the New York football Giants. All right, and two games left. Prime time, Sunday and Monday night. All right. Sunday night. Finally, a good Sunday night game. I might actually watch this one, which can't say the same. Can't say that I did that last week. This week, however, Philadelphia Eagles take on the Carolina Panthers. Eagles put off a win last week against the Giants. Kind of surprising. Little Monday night game. Giants didn't really show up. Still don't think the Eagles are any good. They're not. They're no good. DeMarco Murray, however, is starting to turn the corner a little bit. Sam Bradford isn't. And if Bradford would, then maybe the Eagles would actually be something, but they're not, and he's not, so they won't. Carolina, however, coming off I'd like to say that it's a really nice win against the Seattle Seahawks, but the Seahawks aren't any good. They're not. They're just not. You figure that they were sitting at 2-4 going into this week before knocking out the San Francisco 49ers. Russell Wilson hasn't been great. Marshawn Lynch has been banged up. That defense hasn't been nearly what that defense usually is. So I can't say, oh, hey, good win for the Panthers of knocking off the Seahawks. But, Carolina wins. And for what Carolina is doing with essentially out any receiving weapons at all, I know Ted Ginn's out there catching touchdown passes, which Ted Ginn is your number one. That's not a recipe for winning. And yet, here Carolina is. Not much of a run game, not much of a passing game. Not much of anything except the defense. They have a defense. And maybe that's what you need. So, yeah, why did you say defense wins championships? So there's that. So going against Philly, Sam Bradford's bad. And Carolina has a defense. So with that, Carolina should win. It's possible DeMarco Murray maybe blows up and you see his Dallas self appear. Maybe that happened. Probably not, though. And Carolina wins. Nice little primetime matchup. Cam Newton in front of everybody. And, give me the Carolina Panthers. And closing this out, Monday Night Football, Baltimore Ravens take on the Arizona Cardinals. Baltimore. You lose against San Francisco last week. You shouldn't have. You lost to Cleveland the week before. I kind of called that, but, still, that's terrible. And now you're in Arizona. And I know the Steelers got lucky last week against Arizona, but I can't see the Ravens doing it. I can't. Perhaps part of it is the Ravens' record clouding my analysis of that team. Justin Forsett has finally come on after a ridiculously slow start. So there's that. They do have some running game, so that's good. Flacco still really has nobody to throw to outside of Steve Smith. I know Kamari Akin got a touchdown last week, but that's nothing. I mean, you're relying on Steve Smith, who just a few weeks ago broke some bones in his back, which is crazy to me to even think that he's back playing already and back performing, which is ridiculous. You're going into Arizona. I still don't, Arizona's running situation is weird. Chris Johnson is having a resurgence, which each week it happens. I keep thinking that that resurgence, that essentially the wheels are going to fall off yet again, and he's going to be like what he was in New York. Instead of CJ2K, CJ question mark K? Yeah, don't know what you're going to get. I keep waiting for the wheels to fall off out of that. After that, you've got a good back in David Johnson who doesn't get used because Bruce Arians is old-fashioned and heaven forbid you should give a rookie play time. So, I mean, David Johnson essentially gets goal line carries. And then you've got Andre Ellington who's coming off of a PCL sprain or an MCL sprain, getting back into things, thick of things. Got a weird situation running back. Last week, again, you lose the Steelers. That's weird. But I think their defense, the Arizona Cardinals defense, should be more than enough to handle the Baltimore Ravens offense. Should be. Doesn't necessarily mean they will, because, again, saw weird things happen last week with against the Steelers. So who knows what happens with that. But this is going to likely be an all possibility, a terrible Monday night game, which I guess that shouldn't surprise anyone because it seems like that's just about all we get anymore. Seems like is terrible Monday night games. So, yeah, there's that. And that is the games for this week. Hopefully, my team will get a win. It'd be nice because, again, with the bye coming up, it would be really nice to go into the bye with the win. You can come out of the bye against the Jets. Maybe not a winnable game, but who knows? You have a week extra to prepare, and maybe you can do something. Maybe. Or maybe not. As the case may be. Hell, we could lose tomorrow and be 1-6 and have all sorts of question marks surrounding this team, which is possible. And possibly likely. Sucks to feel that way, but, you know, it is what it is. Maybe we win and can turn things around again and perhaps quell the calling of Gus Bradley's head after every loss, which is what's been happening. Got to have some patience. Things need to develop. It's essentially his first year quarterback. Hasn't had one prior to this season. So this should be the starting point. Instead, you know, this could be it, depending on how the rest of this year goes. So, it's going to be interesting to see. Very, very interesting to see how this plays out. All right, but that's the games. Gone through them, covered them all. Took a slightly bit longer than I expected, but we got them done. And that will be the show. Until next week, happy football, and I bid your teams good luck. Except for you, Blotts. No good luck for you because you're a Bills fan, and we can't have that. Two teams enter, one team leaves with a win. Hopefully the Jags. All right, till next week, week 8. I'm Vin. I'm out. Peace.